Hello, this is BJ Fox and welcome to Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. With me I have...
どうも、石井てるみです。外資系裏技英語エピソード4へようこそ。よろしくお願いいたします。
よろしくお願いします。てるみ、how are you?
Good. 元気ですよ。BJ はどうですか?
I am very, very well. It's very hot though here in Japan at the moment.
暑いですね、今の日本は。
Have you been able to use any of these tricks that we've been teaching in the last month or so? Any conference calls?
That's a very good question.
Excellent user.
いい質問ですね。But unfortunately, I didn't have a chance because I'm not in a conference call.
Yeah.
Too bad. I couldn't say Team Japan's here.
Okay, but think about those days when you were in a corporation. And I'm going to ask you a question based on those days. What was the most powerful word during that year you worked for McKinsey? And generally in Gaishike, what is the most powerful word?
Powerful word? でも外資系、特にあのマッキンゼにいた時に一番よく使われてた言葉はアウトプット。
Output.
What were you doing this morning? Any outputs? I couldn't say like, oh, I was just reading and studying.
To have outputs.
I had to have outputs.
For me, one of the most important words was KPIs. What's the KPI? What's the measurable KPI?
KPI. Key performance indicator.
But after a while, I came to realize there was an even better word, an even more powerful word.
もっとパワフルな言葉があるんですか? What is it?
Everyone should know this. And this is the topic for episode 4, learnings.
Learnings って学びとか気づきとか知見?
Yes.
Wow.
Something you learned, which sounds very innocent by itself, but when you use it in a gaishike, it's a way to make sure that you never ever fail. If you do something wrong, it wasn't a failure, it was just a great opportunity to have some learnings.
なるほど。失敗なんてものはないと。すべては学びである。すべては learning. So you never fail. You just learned.A way that didn't work out. And it's always a progress, right?
Always a progress. When you're in a gaishike and you're doing a project, you're doing a campaign, make sure that you never ever admit that you failed. Just that you made lots of good learnings. Do you know the inventor, Thomas Edison?
No.
He invented electricity. He's an American inventor. One of the most...
Thomas Edison, you said?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.I believe I know him.
Bad native English accent.
No, I learned. I learned how to say Thomas Edison in a British accent.
He had a famous phrase, which is, "I have never failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work."
Wow, that means that he made 10,000 challenges, right?
10,000 challenges.Always positive. Yeah. So just make sure, and like that, when you're in a gaishike, you never ever fail. You always learn something new.
Okay.
So for example, let's imagine we were advertising.
はい、広告。
Like let's say a TV campaign.
テレビのキャンペーンで広告を打つことになりました。Okay.
No one watched it.
あら、誰も見なかったと。広告誰も見てないじゃないかと。大変だ。
But you would never say that. You say, Well, we learned that our customer base now views media online.
Oh, なるほど。テレビで CM を打って全然人が見ていないようだ。失敗したではなくて、私たちの顧客はオンライン、まあ、ネットとかでいろいろな動画を見ているということが分かりました。という学びがありましたっていう言い方をすればいいんですね。
We had that wonderful learning.
素晴らしい学びがありました。
Likewise, when we do comedy, often you tell a new joke on stage and it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
そんなのことしょっちゅうありますよ。ネタがね、あの新しいネタを芸人が作ってステージで試しました。滑りました。
But you didn't 滑る。You just learned that the audience likes a different style of comedy. They're not ready for
my joke.
Your joke, yeah.
They haven't caught up with us yet.
Yes.
Something like that.
Always learning. So just to illustrate this in the workplace, we have some kyozai. We've got a recording of a phone call I had earlier with my boss in the APAC office. Hey, Ruben.
Ah, BJ.
So the new t-shirts came out last month.
Oh, those t-shirts, yeah. How are they selling?
Yeah. Well, they haven't performed as well as I hoped they would. But I think we made some valuable learnings for our next launch.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I think moving forward, we need to focus on brighter colours and cuter designs.
Interesting stuff.
And also, the sizes were too big, so we need to have more S and M sizes for Japanese customers.
Okay, understood.
Yeah, we're going to take a step back, regroup, and put some new plans together to make a better t-shirt next time.
All right, BJ, good work. Thanks for the update.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. 全然失敗の匂いがしない。We're just moving forward. Moving 前向き。
前向き。So moving forward is a very positive way to end a negative experience.
そう。だって T シャツ全然売れなかったんでしょ?
Terrible T-shirts. No one bought them.
それってちょっとね、失敗した、大変だ、赤字だっていうちょっとネガティブになりそうだけれども、そうではないと。
What BJ did was he put a positive spin onto the failure. Do you understand the word
positive spin?
Spin?
何? Positive spin って?
So spin means what?
回転? キュルッとこうスピンする。こうくるっと回す?
So, yes. So change the direction.
ああ、ポジティブな方向に変えるんですね。
Yeah, so spinning positively, you know, you see politicians doing it all the time, but it's really important to do it in a workplace. You never fail, you just look for how you can take this positively.
なるほど。どんな失敗というか、どんな経験もそこから学びを得て、ポジティブな方向に変えればいいと。
Yeah.
それをポジティブスピン。
ポジティブスピン。
ポジティブスピン。
I wonder if that's a good way to live your life.
It is a good way to live your life, right?
Not focusing on the negative, but always looking for the positive spin.
Yeah, whatever failure or whatever bad things happen with your boyfriend, girlfriend, you can learn from that experience and spin it positively. Which is sometimes hard, though.
It can be hard.
But let's try.
But what we'd like to do now, so everyone can use this at positive spinning, use the phrase learnings.
Okay,
actively learnings. In the workplace. We're just going to break it down into the tactics, that people can use in the workplace so they can use the word learnings, they can spin positively in a very, very successful manner.
実際にどうやって learnings という言葉を使うかという方法を BJ が教えてくれる。
So okay. I think there are three stages to this process.
3つの段階があるんですね。
So the first stage is admit the failure.
まずはちゃんと自分が、まあ、失敗っていう言葉はまあ良くないかもしれないけれども、まあ、ちょっとうまくいかなかったことを最初認める。
Then, you need to list the learnings.
失敗を認めた後は学び、ラーニングスを並べる。3つぐらい並べるのがいいのかな?
And then finally, take all of that and spin positively.
第三段階としてはそれらを全部受け止めてポジティブにスピンする。
And I think going back to some of the key phrases when you're doing this process,、
mm-hmm.
instead of saying the campaign went badly or the plan didn't work, instead of being negative, say something lighter like the campaign did not perform as well as hoped.
ああ、キャンペーンがうまくいかなかった、失敗したっていうのではなく、思っていたほどうまくはいかなかったという言い方をすればいいんですね。
The campaign did not work as well as we hoped.
The campaign did not work as well as we hoped.
But we made some valuable learnings.
お、ここで第二段階のラーニングスに入るわけですね。We made some valuable learnings.
So, yeah, so you admit that it's failed, but move on to the positive quite quickly.
なるほど、そこの失敗を認めたところで終わっちゃダメだと、まあ、そこから必ず学んだものがあるから次にそれをこういくつかリストアップする、
yeah. はい、And then so the learnings might be we learned what the customer feels like. We learned, had better insight into our consumer base.
Oh, customer base のインサイトをもっとよく知ることができただとか、クライアントの考えがもっとよく分かるようになった。
It could be anything really, just moving forward positively. And then at the end, you have to then take this into a very positive, spin it positively. Good phrases here are moving forward.
Ah, moving forward. I read it in my McKinsey evaluation sheet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At the very end, it always said, moving forward, Terumi Ishii must blah 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 blah. So, だから最後には必ずその今後はこうした方こうするといいですよみたいな、これが次に克服するべきチャレンジですねっていう、そういう時に必ず moving forward
って。Moving forward, such a good phrase.
ね、such a good phrase I learned there, and I なんか10年ぶりに見たこのフレーズ。moving forward.
And another good phrase I always like is, especially if you're within a team, is to use to regroup.
Regroup?
So moving
What's
forward,、
that?
We're going to regroup.
Regroup? 聞いたことない。あ、まあ、regroup だからもう一回グループ、なんか編成するっていうことですか?
Yeah, it's like kind of get together as a team and discuss.
あ、もう一回、なんて言うんだろう、足並みを揃えて。
Mm.
なるほど、
oh, great
なるほど。
Great phrase, 足並みを揃えて。
うん、なんかみんなでこう、アラインを取ってみたいな感じ。みんなでもう一回、意識を合わせてっていうような、
mm. yeah.
調整してっていうことですよね、きっと。
So yeah, maybe you can use that as a pair. Moving forward, we're going to regroup and rethink our approach to the T-shirts.
Oh, ここら辺でまた、まあ、テコ入れ。
うん、テコ入れ。
テコ入れ。
You're going to have to explain that to me. テコ入れ。
テコ入れを英語で explain すると、テコ入れ。
Hey, stop, ちょっと待ってね。Stop, T-shirt で調べさせて。
Teko ire, Terumi, what does it mean in English?
Teko originally means leverage.
Leverage?
Leveraging. Exactly, leverage. Well, but teko ire means like you like strengthen in the middle or like shore up.
Shore up. Boost. Boost the plan.
Prop up.
Okay.
The plan in the middle.
Teko ire. So we're going to, moving forward, we're going to regroup and we're going to strengthen the plan moving forward.
Yeah.
Terumi.
Yes, BJ.
We've learned a lot this episode. Now we want to put it into practice.
Oh, ここからは練習ですね。
Yeah, so I want you to spin a failure positively.
わかりました。Failure, 失敗をポジティブに
変換します。Okay, so you're working for an advertising agency.
はい、広告代理店のために働いているとして。
And you're proposing a new campaign to a client.
はい、新しいキャンペーンをクライアントにプロポーズします。
And you're trying to get their approval.
なるほど。そのクライアントからのアプローバルを得ないといけませんね。
Yeah.
はい。
So you've gone into their office, you spent 2 hours with your team presenting the project, and they said no thanks.
あらまあ、プレゼン失敗。
失敗。
ガーン。
You've got 2 weeks before the deadline, you've come back to me, I'm your boss, and you need to explain what just happened.
ボスである BJ に報告をしなければいけませんということですね。
So remember, stage one, admit the failure, and then move on.
ステージ1ではまず失敗を認める。辛いけどね、失敗を認めて、だけど前に進むということですね。ではいきます。Hi BJ.
Hey Terumi.
We just finished the presentation.
Oh yeah, how did it go? Did the client buy the work?
Well, actually, no.And the presentation did not work as well as I hoped. But we made some valuable learnings.
Excellent stuff. Now, you've admitted the failure. You're moving on. Now, stage two is you have to list, let's say, 2 to 3 learnings from this failure.
わかりました、ステージ2では得た学びをリストアップするんですね、うん、いきますよ。
Well, now I have a clear idea what the client wants、うん、and the team knows that we are capable of that、
うん、
and the team is very motivated now.
Excellent. You've listed three good learnings from there. So now you need to turn this all into a positive and some positive spin and tell me what you're going to be doing moving forward.
はい、ではこれを最後に全部ポジティブに変えて今後どうするかを言いますね、
hmm.
OK We are going to regroup and move forward. Actually, we have 2 weeks until、mm. next presentation and I think that's enough of time.
You've got enough time?
I think so. I'm now confident for the next presentation.
Excellent. Well, I'm leaving really positively from this meeting.Thank、okay. you, Terumi.
Thank you, BJ.
That was an excellent job there, Terumi. Spinning everything positively. It could have been a failure. You were giving me bad news, but you know, you admitted your
failure. Did I spin it positively?
Very positively. You left saying that you're full of confidence. I'm full of confidence. Everyone's happy.
Is it okay that I say I'm confident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know、okay. what? The only thing I would say is if it was a team effort,、uh-huh. I would say we are confident.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We.
Which is just a little bit of sickening kaihi.
Spreading the
responsibility. It's not just you.
Okay.
We are confident.
あ、責任回避のため。なんかもうチーム、私たちって言った方がなんかこうチームでみんなで頑張るよっていうポジティブなニュアンスがもっと強いのかと思ったけども、まあ、どちらにしても we を使った方がいい。
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you negatively we is 責任回避。
なるほどね。
If you want to spin it positively, it's good for teamwork.
Good for teamwork. Good for team spirit. We're more positive now.
I liked what you said earlier about how you can bring this positive spin and these learnings into your daily life as well. It's a nicer way to live.
え、このポジティブスピンをデイリーライフにも使えるんですか?
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Oh, やってみましょう。
What about, I'm trying to think of an example. Tell me about what's your worst ever date? Have you had any bad dates? You look like you have.
もうバッドデートばっかだよ。しかもなんでルックライ、私がそう見えるってどういうことよ、BJ?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. And you're so right.
Okay, well, based on this, let's see if we can do the three steps again.
なるほど、さっきの3ステップにまた当てはめてやりますね。これ、ちなみに誰に報告してるんですか? Who am I talking to? Okay, maybe my friend.
Yeah,
okay.
Tell me about your worst date.
最悪のデートですね。まあ、本当に最悪なのはここでは言えないけれども、huh.じゃあ言えるのであれば、はい、お酒の失敗があるのでそのことをじゃあ3ステップスを使って BJ に報告します。Hi BJ.
Hi Jeremy.
I had a date with a guy that I fancied、
oh, yeah?
for a long time.
How did it go?
Well, it was such a nightmare. Oh no, I shouldn't say that. It didn't work out as good as I hoped.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
But I made some valuable learnings.
Hmm.
First, I shouldn't drink alcohol at date.
Okay.
Even when I really want to drink, I'm going to drink urongcha for the first drink from next time.
So moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward, I won't drink alcohol too much and try to enjoy the conversation itself as much as possible. I won't rely、mm. on alcohol. I would rely on my talking ability.
I think they are valuable learnings, not just for you,but for me and all our listeners.
Anyways, so did it sound positively in the end?
It did sound slightly positive.
Slightly positive.
It sounded very real.
Yeah, so, すごく現実的だったでしょう。
Thank you very much for today. Before we go, can I just do a quick shout out to our sponsors?
Mm-hmm.
Cambly.
Cambly.
Cambly is an online English learning application where you can talk to up to... Cambly is an online English learning application where over 10,000 native English tutors are online and available to chat at a touch of a button. So practice the tips and tricks you learn on our podcast with native teachers around the world. And if you use the code URAWAZA in kanji, then you get a free 15 minutes.
Cambly っていうのはもう世界中1万人のオンラインのネイティブスピーカーの英語の先生ともうボタン一つで会話が始められるアプリ、
yes.
オンライン英会話教材ということで、mm. 今回コード URA技と入力すれば15分ただでいつでも世界中の先生と会話で話をすることができるということで、
yes.
今日ね私たちのこの URA技英語で習ったトリックなんかを実際に使ってみてほしいなと思います。
Yeah, call up a teacher, tell them about your worst date, and explain what you learned from that.
皆さんのね、人生最悪のデートについてね、そこから何を学んだか、moving forward どうするかというのをね、ぜひ先生とお話ししてみてください。
And please, listeners, everyone, we want to hear your stories about あるある外資系 communication misses.You know, write to us on Instagram or Twitter at Urawaza Eigo. Write to us on email, urawazapodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you.
さあ、外資系企業や英語を使う環境で働いている皆さん、私たち Twitter や Instagram @urawazaeigo やっておりますので、こんなあるあるあるよねということや、逆に BJ に聞いてみたいことなどをSNS で教えてください。もしくは urawazapodcast@gmail.com でメールで送ってください。
We would love to help you with your problems. Also, can I do a promotion?
Sure.
10月3日お好み焼きライブ at 新宿 Naked Loft.
お、10月3日木曜日に。
木曜日。
ライブがあるんですね。BJ に会える。
Yeah, we are doing a big Japanese stand-up comedy show in 新宿. Please come.
Wow. ちなみに同じ日私は中野でライブに出てるけどね。
Where's your life?
私のは中野芸能小劇場で。
Please. So you can check out all Okomoriyaki, my lives on okomoriyaki.com and your、はい、lives on...
私は石井てるみ、Twitter でライブ情報、そしてブログにも書いてますので、興味のある方はぜひチェックしてください。
よろしくお願いします。Well, I hope everyone made lots of learnings based on this episode, and we will see you again for episode 5.
私自身もたくさん今日学びになりました。もう人生いつでも moving forward でね、いけばいいよね、BJ.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, ではエピソード5でお会いしましょう。バイバイ。
Bye, bye.